This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Bite Size. It means you put this podcast in your mouth. Go on.
Big Breakfast Bite Size. Welcome along. It's Cooper here. Luke is off. He'll be back tomorrow and it'll all be balanced out. It's grand. He was away in Amsterdam for the weekend. Sightseeing. You know yourself, and I was off Thursday and Friday, so I was away and out, and my sister was home from the United States. She lives there, just in New Hampshire, just outside Boston. And we attempted to do the 12 pubs of Christmas, so we met my other sister, Sandra, and my dad for lunch, and we did that, and then got on the new Lewis line at Broom Bridge there in Cabra, got it into Dame Street. Got off and started hitting the pubs, all the usual spots we used to go to. And I think we got to pub 4 and just stayed there. It was grand. But I think my biggest problem was that I don't know if you use any of the taxi apps that are available. So like you log on and you're able to book your taxi and say it'd be 5 minutes. And you can see them coming towards you on the screen. Well, on Thursday night, I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm not going out standing in the cold. It's like my taxi app. I thought it was broken. So I switched my phone off and restarted it and everything. No cars were showing up on the app. I was like, what the heck is going on? It's like, but like, I was talking to, we eventually got into a taxi from standing out in the freezing cold. And I was asking the driver, so what's the crack with the, is there a problem with the application? He's like, nah, what happens is a load of the taxi drivers who use these apps turn them off at a certain time when it starts to get busy, so they don't need it. But what about the people who need to use it? I'm like, come on, I'm freezing out here. You know, it's not like you can sit in your warm, cozy pub with your arm waving out the window looking for a taxi. So, but you listen, so that annoyed me, but I got over it very quickly and got home safe and sound. It was nice. So staying in my mum's, it's very, very odd when you stay in your mum's house. Because I haven't stayed there in so long. Maybe once a year I might stay there. And when I got home into mom's, and we also got a message to say, don't wake me when you come in. It was a real mum text because it was all in capitals shouting at us and there was a couple of emojis. Don't wake me when you come in. I'm like, okay, so conscious about, you know, coming in, setting off the alarm. And that's so got in, no problem. And you know the creaks on the stairs as you're going up to avoid them, except my sister forgot about the creaks on the stairs, and the stairs just goes, argh. Of course, she then got the fit of giggles because she had too much party juice. And I was just like, oh, here, and getting into the bed. And it was quite late. It was about 2:30. And it was a little bit cold. I was like, oh, I'm going to be freezing. I'm not going to be able to get to sleep. But in true mom form, hot water bottle in the bed. And I don't think I've used a hot water bottle since I was a kid. And I was a bit confused. I didn't know what to do with the hot water bottle. I was like, so do I take it out of the bed because it's like warmed the bed now? And then I was like, I'm not putting it at my feet because I hate having hot feet in the bed. So I just kind of put it in between me legs and cuddled into it. It was really nice. So thanks, man. It was grand. Shit, that's what it's all about. Anyway, listen, there's loads of bits and pieces on the show. We had loads of fun. Ed Sheeran told us about a movie theme that he had written about 2 or 3 years ago to much of our surprise. And he still hasn't been asked to do it yet. You'll find out what that is. Also got some gossip. And there was an argument about what is and what is not a Christmas movie. And I say it is a Christmas movie. Enjoy it, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. And don't forget to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button and give us some ratings as well. You can leave comments. Thanks.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's coming up to 6:15. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Hope it's going well for you. Hope you had a good weekend. Had a couple of days off. Thursday, Friday. My sister was home from the States. She's coming back home now to chill and relax with her own family because we partied. We were out on Thursday night in town and we had good fun. Lots of fun. Lost my voice though, and that was me done then for the weekend and nothing to talk about. Well, I had loads to talk about, but I had no voice to do any of the chatting to. On the way in then this morning, there were still people kind of making their way home after last night because we are in the height of Christmas party season, yes. And there was a load of taxis parked up on Dame Street this morning. I ran in to grab a coffee on the way in, one of the 24-hour shops, and I could hear music coming from one of the taxis. So I was like, what's he listening to? Because, you know, when you hear music from a distance and it's in a car and it kind of sounds like this, you're like, what is that? And the closer I got to the car, he had the window open. He was listening to this.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Come on, man. What?
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
And he had his hat on and he was in proper festive spirits. It was fantastic. Well done to him. Just want to know, where the hell were you and all your other taxi friends on Thursday night, though? Couldn't get home.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
True. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Sam Smith on 98 FM, it's 6:22. Good morning. One of my favourite Christmas movies was on Channel 4 last night, and I completely didn't know it was on. And so I missed it, and I was absolutely devastated. And I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, oh, one of my favourite Christmas movies was on tonight, and I missed it. And they're like, oh, what was it? I'm like, it was Die Hard. They're like, that's not a Christmas movie. I'm like, what part of Die Hard is not a Christmas movie or the greatest Christmas movie? Die Hard is set at Christmas. There's presents mentioned. There's Santa mentioned. It's at Christmas. He's home for Christmas. It's all about Christmas. Just because it's an action movie doesn't mean that it's not a Christmas movie. And they completely argued this to the tooth. And I checked Twitter this morning, and it is actually one of the number one trends online right now. Everyone arguing whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. One of my favourite scenes is this.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Such a good movie. That, Die Hard and Gremlins, both my favourite Christmas movies.
If you want to get out,
The Big Breakfast. With Cooper and Luke. 98 FM.
MK, Mark Kitchen, it's 98 FM. It's The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. And this is amazing. Susan's on this list because she's amazing too. So 98 FM Secret Sound is now worth 3,750 euro.
That's right.
So Susan's done a top five list of the best guesses.
Yeah, the year is ending, and we've had some insane guesses over the course of the whole year for the Secret Sound. So I've compiled my favourite Secret Sound guesses so far this year.
Number five, sorry if you're having your breakfast, is it scraping skin off your face? That's just disgusting.
I love that people come on and ask these things.
So, the scraping skin off your feet. Yeah, sure. Here's a billion euro. Number four, closing over the shutter on a confession box. Do they still have that?
I think so. I'm just imagining yourself or Luke in a confession box trying to get the sound.
Or probably just sneaking into a confession box just to hear all the gossip. Number three, clicking in an artificial leg into place. Number two, top secret sound guesses of 2017. Slapping your belly after a big Christmas feed. Oh, I love that. And number one, secret sound guess of 2017. Is it a noodle sitting on a marble slab? No, it's not. But you can have your own guesses when we play in a couple of minutes for 3,750 euros. 98 FM. Thanks, Suze.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's time for 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
So we've a load of cash to give away. This would be so... imagine getting 500 quid now. I would literally be on the bus into town. And I'd be like, I'm doing some shopping for me. Because I got everything else done. Spend it all on me. How about you, David? Are you sorted for Christmas yet?
Almost. Just about.
Just about. So this would be a nice...
this would finish me off.
Yeah, it would do, wouldn't it?
You'd be happy like, days,
oh,
yeah.
Lovely. What would you buy yourself today, though, if you won 500 quid?
Jeez, that's a hard one. I don't know. I'd finish your wife off first.
Oh, you'd have to buy her something, would you?
Yeah, I'd have to buy her a phone, yeah.
Is that because she's sitting beside you?
Yeah, that's, she's pinching me here.
Morning, Amy and Georgia.
Hi.
Hi, Georgia.
We're huge fans.
Yay, I'm fans of you guys too. Okay, 98 FM's Greedy Guts. Five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
All right, Susan's got the questions. Best of luck.
All right, Dave, for 25 euro, On what day next week will Christmas Day fall?
Monday.
That is correct. Good start. Strong start, some might say.
You got 25 quid. Do you want to take that money and get out of here?
No, thank you.
Can you turn your radio down if you don't mind? Because it's sounding like the phone show and Adrian Kennedy's about to start getting all angry now. Are you going to move on? Are you going to... Yeah?
We'll move on, yeah.
Okay, cool.
For 50 euro, tell me, in which TV show do they famously say, you're fired?
The Apprentice.
It is The Apprentice. Well done.
We would have taken the biography of Stephen Cooper as well.
Too far from me there.
Right, 50 quid. Are you taking that cash? Are you going to move on?
I will move on.
You on, you greedy goods.
We did talk about this last week.
We did.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the song recorded by Eminem and Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran, the song, any hints?
Water.
Water.
Time is up! No!
River.
Yes, it is River.
Damn it. Listen, never mind. It's all good. You know, you have each other.
Divorce now.
Okay, well, maybe we can make it up to you. How about we send you to movies at Dundrummer Swords? We give you.
That'd be brilliant.
There you go. Now that'd be nice.
Thanks
right.
a million.
Not at all. Cool. Listen, lovely to talk to you, and have a good Christmas. All right.
Happy Christmas to you all. Thanks. Get up. 98
FM's Big Breakfast. Jason Derulo, Want to Want Me on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. So. The finale of The Apprentice was on last night, and everybody's giving out. Everyone's having a go. Nobody's happy. And by the sounds of it, winners weren't happy sounding either. Because there was a little bit of a twist, and I'm just wondering, is it cool? Or should have they just done this or stuck with the original plan? Have a listen to what happened on The Apprentice last night.
I'm a gambler. And I've always been a gambler in business. This particular year, I'm going to double my investment. I'm going to start a business with both of you.
Thank you.
I won't let you down, Lord Sugar. It means the world to me.
You have done tremendously well.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you both shortly. Off you go.
Huh? So there was no, you're fired. Which is like the whole idea of the show, which is what makes The Apprentice. The two of them, you think just for even television, they would have went, all right, listen, we're going to hire both of you, but we're going to fire one of you just for the TV show. It's like, oh, crikey, it's like it's such an anticlimax. But maybe was it a nice twist? Got us thinking, though, have you ever had to share a prize? I know producer Suze, who's wonderful, last year won a prize, but you had to share it with somebody, didn't you?
I did. I'm not complaining because I did win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you kind of get half glory, don't you?
You won Employee of the Year last year. Employee of the Year 2017.
Oh, Suze.
And somebody else won it as well. I was like, oh, what? Why?
I know, I wanted all the glory, but then they were saying congrats to her as well.
Ugh, her.
Oh, no.
Did you ever get to share the trophy, or did you get one each?
We fought over it afterwards, yeah. We still haven't spoken.
It was a great fight. You can watch it online. So if you ever had to share a prize and like, is the whole joy taken out of it? 0877-98-98-98. Do a leap of new rules next.
If you want to get up,
The Big Breakfast
with Cooper and Luke.
98 FM.
Hi, Cooper. How are you?
I'm deadly, man. So we're talking about... sharing prizes, sharing winners, awards, the whole lot. Have you ever had to do this?
Yes, I have, and I'm actually still very annoyed over it. It happened about a year ago before Christmas.
Right, go on.
Myself and my girlfriend Emma, we were at the local bingo hotspot for sins, and we got bingo anyway. It was for €1,000 for a jackpot, and
nice.
when she screamed out bingo, this little old lady, I'm sure she was there every day of the week or for every year for forever so long, but basically she shouted it out as well. So we ended up having to split the prize, and it was just before Christmas, and I was licking my lips at the €1,000 for that split 5 seconds.
So 500 quid each, I suppose it's still not bad.
But you're
not
still just... nice, but you know, when you think you're getting the 1,000.
I know. It's like if you won the Euro Millions, but you, it's with a syndicate, and then it's also somebody else in another country wins, and you're just like, oh, I'm only getting 40 million? Outrageous.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for sharing that story with us, man. Have a good Christmas. Okay,
no problem. Cheers. Thank you.
Bye. We got another one here. I bought a raffle ticket for myself and my sister. She won. I haven't told her, and I have the telly. I feel so guilty. Oh my god.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Luke's not here today, so producer Suze.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. Okay, so Taylor Swift has launched her brand new app this morning, and it's called The Swift Life. It, essentially, it's a social media app for her fans to interact with each other, and possibly Taylor Swift herself, she might get involved. Now, I downloaded the app, and I haven't opened it yet, but I want Cooper... Cooper's review is going to be how long he kept the app on his phone before he deleted it.
Okay, you ready for it?
Yeah.
I downloaded Swift Life. Mm-hmm. I then like went through the whole process of putting in my username and details, and then I deleted it after 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah, because it annoyed me after 2 minutes. It's like, I don't want to have to do things to earn stickers so I can create my profile.
That's fair enough. Look, it's free, but it does contain app purchases, so bear that in mind if your kids got your phone and they're downloaded it. They could be buying sneaky things inside it. Secondly, Ed Sheeran has revealed he's got a Bond song in the bag. Bit presumptuous from Ed Sheeran, I might just say. Hasn't been asked yet. Hasn't got the phone call. He wrote this song 3 years ago. Now, we don't know what the song is or what it's called. But he gave Ryan Tuberty on The Late Late Show a little insight into what he's done.
I've had a theme tune written for about 3 years.
Have you?
Just in case.
Have you?
Just in case.
Have they asked you yet?
No.
What's it called?
I'm not going to say because someone might steal it. But it's good. But it's good. If ever I'm called, I'll be like, right, there you go.
I can just hear Galway Girl in my head now. For some reason, his name's James Bond and he wears tux.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No,
I know.
No. And finally, our very own Gavin James has helped out with a Christmas proposal.
Oh.
This guy called Rob got Gavin James to sing Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas in a little video for his future wife. She did say yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to put a link to that on Twitter, so you can have a look first and see Gavin James making love happen. It's amazing.
Oh, that's lovely.
And that's the gossip corner. Suze, may go in peace.
Lovely. 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.